लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। बिहाइंड द सीन्स, oh yes, exclusive insights, absolutely, eccentric characters, you bet. So pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals, and now let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. As you all know, we are talking about in the podcast from stuff ongoing in the industry. We are talking always open, honest, what's happening in the industry. We dive in a bit what is actually in the near future for this industry and what challenges are the actors, creators and productions are facing today. So, as you all know, I love to talk to actors, actresses, people behind the cameras from this industry. And I have today another actor, and I'm very happy about it. And I'm saying hello to Jake Hobbs. Welcome, Jake.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
For you, it's in the morning. I assume not so hot like it is in my place, actually.
No, this is not too bad. It's like 60 degrees or something like that.
But I thought LA is really hot, not?
It is during the summer. Like where I am in the valley, it gets really hot during the day, but luckily in the mornings it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, okay. So if you would send me please another a bit of coolness, that would be very, very
good. Yeah, I'll send all the coolness I can.
Yeah, no, it's chaotic. Actually, normally in winter we have so much snow, and now I don't know where this hot temperatures came from now, but
sure,
yeah,
that's awesome.
So we have to talk about cool stuff, also the vertical stuff. Yeah. We know that you are already in this vertical space. I think I saw you the first time around about first half of 2024.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my first vertical was the end of April into May of 2024. Yeah, so two years ago, which is wild.
Do you know what the title was of the first?
Yeah, it was Return of My Drama Queen. I always forget. Oh. I know they had one name, and it was the period piece one, Marie Antoinette.
Oh, that was your first one,
one. My very first job. Yeah, it was. I think it was called the Return of My Drama Queen of the Drama, the Drama Queen. Return
which platform? Do you know that?
Real short.
No, because the period pieces got so less.
I know.
I would love to see more period pieces.
And you would think with like the popularity of Bridgerton and all those, you know, Outlander and all those shows that they would do more period piece type projects.
I spoke to a few directors. For period pieces, you should definitely come to Germany because we are.
Yeah.
Some facts for the statistics. Germany has more castles than McDonald's exists in the US.
Are you serious? Which is like...
Yeah. I read this recently. Just,
that's actually
I don't know how I got this, but I recently read an article about that Germany is the country of the castles and has, in statistics, more castles than McDonald's in the whole US.
Oh geez, and that's a lot. There's a lot of McDonald's here in the.
So
in the
US. I would say we have enough castles for period pieces here.
Yeah,
in Germany,
absolutely.
And
we gotta,
they recently started shooting verticals in Germany.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm. There is a production company in the Black Forest, 2 hours from here. They recently started shooting verticals.
That's awesome.
But the first one was German spoken. But they are now producing English spoken ones. So maybe there is a chance that we will get more period pieces. Maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Or just more work over there in general. That'd be cool.
I think
I would love to come on. I'll work anywhere.
Have you ever shot in Europe?
I've never shot. I've been to Europe, but I've never shot. I never worked in Europe before. No, but I know
Because
there's some people are going to. I know someone went to like Lithuania, maybe, or
there are a lot of
something like
for
that.
the app drama pops, this vertical app,
That's it. Yeah, Drama
they
Pops.
shoot a lot or mostly in Turkey, in Istanbul or in
Turkey, yeah.
Lithuania.
A lot of people go to Turkey, yeah.
And then there is the platform MyDrama. It's a Ukraine platform. They shoot a lot in the Ukraine, but they started shooting now also in the US and stuff. And
I gotta reach out for one in Poland. I didn't end up
yeah,
doing
they
it,
actually
but
are
they're
shooting in
yeah.
Poland. For example, do you know Volodymyr Pelech or Mary Foster? They are shooting actually in Warsaw. And
Oh, okay.
Eric Fellows, and some people are shooting actually in Bulgaria.
Wow.
And I read today that Jennings Bauer got a new job for Vertical in Poland, because Poland
Okay.
is not, it sounds bad if I'm saying Poland is super cheap, but you know the living costs there
Sure.
are much more less. And they shot also in Great Britain, in Italy.
Wow, yeah.
And in my
Dang.
opinion, there will come
Like a
more and
little
more here
reap.
in Europe because, as I said, or
Good.
I was told that too from some directors, that it's here less expensive to shoot than in LA and America.
I'm sure. Yeah, that'd be great. I would maybe just go move to Europe and start doing verticals there. Find more work, hopefully. We'll see.
Why not? I mean, the thing is, you know, it's a great opportunity, and the good thing here in Europe is when you're here in Europe, you can stay, let's say, 3 or 4 days longer. It's so easy to hop in
Right.
between Europe's through the different countries. I think
Sure,
that's really good.
yeah. Yeah, I was in Paris last December into the new year, and then I just took that the underground or the like under the water train all the way to London, and that was really cool. And that was so easy. It was like 3 hours and
Yeah,
very
you know,
cheap.
it's when I'm driving 1 hour by car, I'm already in Switzerland or in Austria.
That's
It's
wild. That's really cool. That's
we are
really
not
cool.
so big like you are in the US. No, and I
Yeah.
think that a lot of productions maybe will come over to Europe because we have great landscapes here. We have good shooting locations
Oh,
here.
yeah.
And as I said, it's also getting less expensive here to shoot than in
Yeah.
LA. Because
Yeah,
I was
it's
told, for
ridiculous
who
here.
told me that? I don't know. They told me that recently this billionaire mansion renting is possibly sometimes $8,000 till $10,000 per day just for
A
this.
day?
Yeah.
My
And
God.
then they have to rent the park space that you can park and
Sure.
everything. So,
Yeah.
to be honest,
And
per
I'm
day.
crazy on the insurance, I'm sure, too, on that, too, in case things are broken or misplaced or it's got to be astronomical.
You have been to China, right? If
Yeah.
I'm not
Yeah. I
wrong,
went there. It was.
with Freddie? Was it with
Yeah. That was, I did two projects while I was there because I was there for a month. And what my first project was with him and Sophia Delucci, and then the second project was with Tess, Bradley, and Elijah. Golly, I just wanted to say Xavier, but I was like, that's Elijah
Eli
Van Zanten.
you oh, you forgot Elijah Van Zanten. Oh,
I know, I know it, but I just forgot that I
I
just went
won't
blank
tell
on the
him.
word name.
I won't tell
Good,
him.
thanks. Yeah,
I
Elijah.
already
So yeah, it was
recorded with him,
in
so I.
Montana. I don't know if you've struggled in Montana playing.
How was that in China? I heard different things about China. Some told me in China, okay, they shoot longer, but the working days were longer.
Yeah, I got from what I've gathered from other people's their times there. I got kind of lucky, I think, because we yeah, it shot a little bit longer, not too much. Like, but the production company that I worked for in China is LA based. It was Narvel Films. So we had a lot of like, the same rules as that apply here in LA, like labor laws, then than that apply in China. So we were kind of protected in that way. Like we only shot really like 30 minutes to an hour overtime if we were going overtime. But I've heard some pretty bad experiences, and I think I got like, yeah, well, it was just interesting because it was completely foreign to me. I'd never been. I was there for a month, so it was more interesting than it was like, oh, I had an awful. I wouldn't say I had an awful time, but I've heard some pretty bad, like some horror stories about it, and like the protection, the lack thereof, or like them trying to really push you to stay, even though you're not like you didn't want to stay that long, like your contract was up. Like I've heard some pretty bad things, but my experience was it was good. It was good.
Okay, it's a bit different to compare, but when you are looking back to your first vertical shooting and to the last one, what has changed in the industry since then?
Oh man. I think a lot of the storytelling has changed in a way. Like I feel like I remember when I first started, yeah, they had their, the normal vertical tropes of like, the drama and all that stuff. But I just what I feel like I've seen is just a little bit more. It's got a little more raunchy and a little bit more like darkness to it. There's so much violence, so much sexual content, and I don't know where it's going with that and why that's become such a thing, especially when it comes to like violence against women. Even I see violence against animals, I see violence against pregnancy. It's like it's gotten
Yeah,
out of
and
hand. And so
don't
I think
forget the violence against disabled person. That
it did.
was the
Oh
total
my
red
God.
flag when I saw that.
Oh, disabled people, pregnancy, animals, women, like that's our four huge things that are just like,
Children.
why aren't we, why isn't that like, I mean, I hope it's spoken about, but I'm like, why do we not talk about that more? And why is that okay? Why is that
But
okay to
mostly
film?
of these storylines came up last year.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what.
When I started watching verticals, I started in summer 2023.
Yeah.
All these stories were so smooth. I would say
Yes.
only 10% of
Sweet,
slapping in the
romantic. Yeah.
stories.
Sure.
There was no
And that's exactly.
kidnapping, no raping,
No.
no.
No, sexual, yeah, misconduct. That's what I would say. Then that's, I guess that's my answer is like, that's what's changed. I think that the content of it has changed completely. And obviously the big one, AI, has torn people's lives and jobs apart here in LA. I know there's a lot of people that have lost jobs for it, like, been booked on jobs. And then right before the, either day one or like they're about to sign contracts, they boom, pull it out from under them and go
When did
AI.
that start? When did you feel the first time that this AI stuff is gonna be a bit threatening?
I feel like I didn't really like it didn't really sink in, or I didn't like I was like, oh yeah, this is a problem until this year. Like I think I feel like maybe I don't know if what other people have their experiences, but I feel like it was spoken about last year, the rumors, and then all of a sudden 2026 hit and things changed. And I feel like when I talk to people, I'm like, man, I'm not working. Like, I don't know what's going on. And it wasn't like a gradual, I feel like it wasn't that much of a gradual decline of work. It was like, pretty steady. And then all of a sudden this year hit and nothing. Like it was very interesting. Like, I've only had four jobs this year. And I remember looking back of like, where was I? Cause I keep in my email, I keep like a log of all my past jobs. And I think I was on like double or almost triple the amount of jobs at this point last year. Then this year I've done four, and they're just, I think the comp, I mean, there's a lot more competition. I understand that. A lot more eyes, and it's people are going cheaper, like much cheaper route there. The rates have gone down significantly. The amount of people, yeah, I guess the amount of people that do it, and they always, I feel like they kind of cycle through a lot of the same, but then there's also some new faces, which is great, but yeah, the rates have gone down. AI is a problem, and the content is just disturbing. So there's three main huge
So
issues.
you live in LA. What are the, let's say, rumors you hear why that happens? I mean, last year we saw a bit of AI, the shifting,
Yeah,
for example, in the
sure.
werewolf stuff, the shifting, the special effects. That was really
Sure.
great because for that AI is so good
Of
to make
course.
this shifting and claws and this blinky eyes and stuff. for
Sure.
that AI is really good, but
Yeah, like
I had the
effects, special
feeling that it
effects.
got a bit out of control what responsible use of AI
Yeah.
was.
I mean, I thought, like, in a way, like, because these are such low, like, they're pretty low budget. Like, say you're doing that, yeah, like, effects or explosion or something like that. Like, of course you're gonna go AI because we don't have the budget to do something massive, box office film type. We don't have the budget. We don't have $1 million budgets, you know? So, yeah, I think that's cool. But like, when people's jobs are at stake now, and like people are literally losing to fake things, animals, fruits. Like, have you seen those? There's like verticals of
Oh
people
yes, I
plucking
saw this
fruit
poster
or
where she
kittens.
was a
You're like, what is going
broccoli
on?
and her, no,
Yes,
what was the
a
story?
strawberry
Yeah,
and a pear.
strawberry, a banana, an avocado, and a broccoli. And I saw this on
Like,
Drama
I'm like,
Wave, and I
I'm
was
losing to
so,
fruit. That's when I look at that,
what's
I'm like,
happening?
yeah, like, so they'd
But
rather make a
what I
fruit
was
vertical
wondering,
than
who's
hire
the
a real
target
actor.
group for that? Will they attract
I don't
child or
know.
what, children or what?
No, because it's still really awful content. They're still like beating people up and like women and kicking them on the ground. I saw one. I was like, are you a
I
pear
didn't
kicked
even
a
turn it
strawberry
on.
girl? And I was like, what the f is going on? What are we doing? You know,
I
this is
saw the
crazy.
poster and I sent it in a screenshot to our monthly recap chat group, and I said, I just wrote one word, and 10 question marks, and the ladies were so, what? And I said, I just saw that on Drama Wave,
Yeah,
and they were,
fruits now. People are fruit now. Yeah, like I saw one that people like it was kittens, and you're like, oh, that's cute, but they're still doing weird things. Like, it doesn't
kittens,
make them
really?
cute. Kittens. Yeah, I wish I had the pictures that would show it, but I'm like, make it
You
make
know, but
sense,
there you
please.
can simply see that it's AI. But for the audience, it's so
Of
different
course.
in so many verticals. We cannot see it from the poster if it's AI or not.
Right. Yeah, because they
Because
usually use AI posters all the
it's not
time. And
marked
yeah.
or categorized as an AI, you know?
Sure. And I
And
feel
I
like that's
think.
always been a thing. There's always been a little bit of AI with the posters, like the photos and stuff. Like they do that with people's faces and like bodies all the time and like the poster shots. And you're like,
Yeah,
why
but
do you need to
mostly
tweak
that
that?
was only the posters and the show was, let's
Right,
say,
right.
real. But now
Yeah.
if it's not a fruit, you cannot see it if it's a whole vertical made out of AI or not. And I think
Yeah, it's
that's a
scary.
bit the shit thing, actually, because for the audience, you have to turn it on to see and watch maybe one or two episodes to see
Yeah,
and
it's kind of
recognize,
scary.
oh, the lip sync doesn't fit. Okay, it's AI, but then
Right, and the
it's already.
emotions aren't there. Like the emotions, like of AI, aren't truly human, and that's when you're like, that's not real, you know?
And I think the problem is because we have to click on it, it's counted as a view. You know what I mean? So the
Yeah,
numbers are
unbelievable.
created without that we as the audience want it. Because I
Exactly.
know from so many people that they are avoiding this AI stuff, but sometimes you cannot see it right from the beginning, so you have to tune in. And then
Exactly,
when you
yeah.
have to tune in, you feel immediately a bit guilty because when you recognize, oh dang shit, it's an AI one, you switch it
Yeah.
off. But I'm sure that some of these companies say, yeah, we have this click numbers, although at least two episodes or what else were maximum watched. So,
Sure. Yeah, I think it's just yeah,
problem.
it's hard. It's hard. Yeah, exactly. It's hard because you technically you clicked it, you watched it, and now they're printing money. But it like it's just I feel like it's just I guess it's on us, like everyone in this space that are human, you know, to keep talking about it and make it a point to try to, you know, as much as we can to end this. And what I've heard from the grapevine, like I hear they don't do as well. And I've, you know, there's platforms that have gone, you know, quote unquote, oh, we've gone completely AI is, you know, Flareflow. They've said it out loud. People, and you know, they brag
Also,
about it. Everyone go, oh,
iDrama.
we're going full AI. And then they're like, oh, and then they come back and, oh, you know, actually, no, we're starting to hire humans. And we're like, oh, we wonder why. Probably because those shit projects aren't doing very well. Like, of course you're going to have to come back. It's going to come around. That's the thing. Like, everyone just, I feel like we just got to stay
I mean,
positive,
what
because
I
like
can tell
everything
you,
in this industry comes in waves, so it's gonna come back around. It's just
that's
a
for
matter of
sure.
time.
So what I can tell you from the audience side, I talk to a lot of people from the audience, and I get a lot on information about that. A lot of them avoid them or try to avoid them, but as I said, sometimes you have to check in to see it. But as you said, so many people are saying, hey, listen, I want to have really real body language, the real feelings
Human.
in these love stories and stuff. And let's be honest, because let's say the first minimum 2.5 years were only real actors in it, you know, everyone has a bit of favorite genre, favorite actor, actresses and stuff. So I'm sure that this, let's call it fan base, will show the companies that that doesn't work in a long time period. In my opinion, it will minimum last till the end of the year, till the big industry. As you said, there was the one with the broccoli and fruits. I think it was another try of them, if that would
That's
attract more, you know what I
ridiculous.
mean? So I think they are trying now what type of AI possibly would work. But I don't know if you had seen it, but recently there were nearly porn vertical mates out of AI.
It's ridiculous. And then not yeah, even with that stuff, like being AI, I mean, they're getting trying. I don't know how they get away with that shit, but even the that's what I was talking about earlier, was like the content of the scripts. Even when humans are in it, it's like the amount of this the sexual content they want is just drives me insane. Like the simul like every when we go on like breakdowns on Actors Access and or casting websites where we can submit for jobs or submit our self tapes. The amount, and that's something I've noticed that's changed from when I started to this year, is when you go to like the synopsis or go to your character and read the breakdown, the amount of time I see more times than not in the breakdown, it's saying actor must be okay with simulated sex. Like I see that night and day
What
more
was
than
it
I have in the
earlier?
past 2 years.
What was it before? Just because some intimacy, or how was it declared, let's say 2 years ago?
It'd be like it almost like it wouldn't even talk about it as much. Like it wouldn't in the breakdown say, like yeah, it would say like, hey, must be comfortable with intimacy, like light kissing, or
Okay.
say it's like yeah, it would be like it'd just say like light
All
intimacy
the
or something like that.
shower
And
scenes or stuff. Yeah.
but like in it was great because like we didn't have to worry about it because we they weren't it wasn't trying to be porn. Like, and now I feel like that's where they're going, is they're tipping toe tiptoeing so much on that line, that fine line of like this is it, like explicit content,
Yeah.
and they're I don't know, and they're getting
And
away
they
with
are
it.
doing
And
so many advertisings on Instagram about that.
because they want the
Hardcore
first episode to
sex
be the hot, they
scenes.
want the first episode to be the sexiest, steamiest one, and that's what they're gonna blast out. And like, you just got to be careful with it. I just try to be. With times like now where I'm not working, like I can't unfortunately be as selective. I got to be like, no,
Yeah.
I got to take a job, but I still like there's some jobs I just won't do, like depending on the intimacy and explicit content, because I'm like, I don't want this blasted out on social media where you open up Instagram and whoa, holy shit, there's Jake
Yeah,
having sex with someone.
it's
Like
just in the
it's
advertisings.
crazy.
So, what do you think, why this happened over the last year?
I don't know, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like I ask myself that every day. I'm like, what happened and what's going on? Why the talking? I don't know. Yeah, I wish I knew, because I'm not for sure how to answer that question. Like, I don't know what happened that made that stuff all of a sudden go up, and then the normal romantic content that I thought everyone loved and why everyone got into these things went
Yeah.
down. So it's a great
No,
question. I
but
wish I
and
knew.
I don't understand that all the European shootings are not like that. Why can we produce in Europe all those platforms like MyDrama, Viglu, Drama Pops, Candy Jar? They sure have some intimacy scenes and stuff
Of
in it.
course, they all do, but it doesn't have to be what it is all the time,
But
year.
why can't they do it and are also successful? And the other platforms are
Sure.
telling us we need the shock value, we need the, you know, it was the
Don't need
same
that.
as I
It is
said.
nothing. They say that all the time. They say
Yeah.
it's essential to the story, and you're like, no, it's not.
No, because when I
Anyone
started watching
with a
Verticals,
like a normal, like a a brain can understand that reading this script or reading anything or just watching it, this was not needed ever. Like this was no impact to the story whatsoever, and that's what they do.
There
Like,
are
oh,
so
we
many
need, that's what they do
slops
to us on set.
which are
They try
totally
to like pressure
useless.
us on set and say, "Oh no, you have to do, you have to do." No, I'm like, "No, we don't. It has
I
nothing
had
to
a
do with the
few
story."
discussions when I say to people, listen, I started watching Verticals in 2023. I watched now nearly 2,000 Verticals. So I saw the change of this industry.
Sure.
And no one can tell me that this type of shock value is needed because when I
Yes,
started
thank
watching
you.
Verticals, the first show I saw was on Realshort, The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband with Gerard Harper, Molly Anderson, stuff. And the second one was Breaking the Ice with Nicole Maddox, Seth
And
Aydin, stuff.
Seth, yeah.
In these stories, you didn't see any kidnapping, any raping, not 5 million slapping, no miscarriaging, whatever. And they
Missed that.
show did
Miscarriage.
so well without all
Yeah.
this shit. So if someone comes to me and say, yeah, we need the
Thank
shock
you.
view for the viewers, I say, no, you don't, because I saw all the stories in 2034
Yeah.
which did so well without even 10% of this violence
Sure. You know,
that
think
is
about it. Breaking the
lately.
Ice is still one of the most viewed, like,
Because as you said, it's so smooth
sure.
rom-commy to watch.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. If that was so great, then why did they change? Like, what?
That's the reason I
Usually, if
don't
things
get
are
it at the
going, usually
moment.
if people don't break, you know, the saying, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Then why would you fix it? Or why, if that like blueprint was not broken, why change it?
Yeah, and they
So.
recycle, they are recycling so often so shit storylines. Why can't they recycle that one?
That's all
I
I'm
don't
trying
get
to
it.
say. I wish I knew, you know, if golly, yeah.
I was a bit hoping now. Have you seen the pirate verticals who dropped lately?
I've seen like posters of them, but haven't seen the
You
actual
have
like
to watch it.
content.
They
Yeah.
really, yeah, because that's
Good.
completely new stuff. And the fun
Cool.
part, let me tell you, there are two pirate verticals. One was shot in Vancouver, published on Candy Jar, Beneath Crimson Sails. And I recorded with the cast. And you know what? In this whole vertical, and it's a private vertical, is just one slap in the whole vertical in the first
And
10
it's pirate, yeah.
seconds in the first episodes because there is a pirate harassing the bar lady and she slaps him. And that's the whole
And
slap
that's it.
in this, and that's it. No more
There you
slap in
go.
this whole vertical.
There
And you
you
know, it's a
go.
pirate
And it's a
one.
pirate
That would
vertical, which
make
you would think would be
kidnapping and
very
raping
like.
more sense. But
Yes.
no. And the other
See, if they
pirate
didn't have
one,
to do it, no one else has to do it, you
exactly.
know?
And
Ever.
the
It's
other
like.
pirate one who was shot in LA with Nick Ritacco and Emma
Yeah.
Reinagle,
Emma,
that
yeah.
dropped on MyDrama. And you have to watch it because it has such a cinematic style. It was shot so well. Dylan Vox did a fantastic job in it.
Oh,
They had a
I love that
big
guy. He's
pirate
great.
ship. They shot a whole day out on sea.
Yeah, in Long Beach, I
This
think. Yeah, in
vertical
San
was so
Pedro. So that's cool.
fascinating because of all the locations outside on sea.
Yeah.
They had a really great dungeon. They had a castle. It
That's
was
cool.
so cinematically shot. And post-production did a very well job. And I recorded with
Good.
Dylan and said, Dylan, how could you make this looking such cinematically when
Sure.
all the other people are all whining about the budget? And he said, yeah,
Yeah.
you have to do it right. If you want to, you can do it right. It took a bit
Yeah.
longer and preparation to get the ship and stuff, but it's possible to
Yeah.
do it. If you have a good story and you have a good And the wardrobe was so good, the costumes,
Yeah,
and
that's cool. That's huge. That's
oh,
huge. Yeah. It
and a
has
lot of
on something like that,
sword
it has to
fights, you
be.
know, sword
That's cool.
fights and stuff. So it was totally new, and I'm sure that attracted also a new type of audience, you know, male ones, because that was not the classically vertical tropes,
Yeah.
but it was so good. And
That's so great. I
I
wish people would
hope.
take more risks on original stories
Exactly,
and
but
like, 'cause they do
only
hit.
smaller platforms do it.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like 'cause they don't have much. That's like they don't have, maybe they don't have as much to lose. I don't know, but yeah, these may more like more the
Come
major
on, the big
platforms,
platforms have
the big
so
ones.
much money.
Bullshit.
What do
Yeah,
they
they're
have to
so much.
lose? Is
It's
one
a
show or
billion-dollar
two shows
industry.
doesn't fill?
It's it's become the $1 billion industry or whatever it is now, and they still can't pay or they still can't do this to make the quality or the content better. That's
We see
come on.
another.
We
Also,
all know that's bullshit.
the drama pop
Yeah.
shows shot in Turkey, they are every time such a good quality,
Sure.
fantastic quality. And I asked Danny Farber, who directed a few in Turkey for drama pops, and said, or I asked him, why is it possible to get such quality shows out of it in Europe and not in the US sometimes? And he said, yeah, you know, the thing is, in Turkey, you get more crew for the same budget. So you have more people
Oh,
who can
interesting.
watch over details
That's
and you
great.
see that. Do you see that so good in every
That's very
vertical?
interesting. Yeah, but I've been curious to know what like why that is, and that's a good point. You
And
get more
candy
crew,
jar
better.
shows are functioning so well, I can tell you. Because every story there is based on a book. You won't
Yeah,
find
people,
their banquet scenes. You
people are
won't
trying to
find
do that.
their.
Yeah, I know other like Real Short was trying to do they've been doing that too with this like this series, book series, but then they go completely off of what it actually is and adding all this bullcrap that's not needed. And it's like you're not doing it. You're adding the shit content you need. And it's like that's not what the book was then. Like you're adding stuff that was not even in the book or
Yeah,
like
then you are not,
changing how
then you
like yeah,
cannot
it's
say, yeah,
interesting.
what we do, it's based on this book. No,
This is
it's
based off the
not.
book. Yeah, it'll say that in the breakdown. You're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It may be. The original idea may be, but you guys aren't gonna make it like that. You're going to go off the
No, and
what it's
that's
supposed
why
to
I,
be.
for example, like really Candy Jar, because you can't be assured, no banquet
Yeah,
scenes.
I'm you know,
No
I've never
5
worked I
million
never
slappings,
yeah, I haven't
nothing.
gotten to work for Candy Jar yet, but their stuff looks so good. Like it's shot
It's
so well and it
German
looks so
based,
nice.
you know, it's a
I've been dying
German.
to work for them, and I just have never gotten the chance.
It's
So,
a German influence
hopefully,
take.
yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Everywhere
Yeah,
where the
I hope I can
European
hit something.
influence is in the verticals, I don't want to sound snobbish, but it is. Everywhere where this European influence is in. Yeah, it's if it's a platform or the production, or the shooting location, doesn't matter. You see it every time you watch a vertical with a European influence that it's so much better.
Good. Yeah.
So if you ever can
America
shoot for
take
Candy
notes.
Jar, do it. Drama
Yeah,
Pops,
I hope
Candy
so.
Jar, My
Fingers
Drama,
crossed.
Jake.
Yeah.
These are
Yeah, I
actually, because I know from a lot of audience people that they are not having a Real Short subscription anymore, for example. You know, most of the people who
good.
enter the space as an audience are ending up on Real Short because Real Short's marketing team is doing a very good job.
Sure.
And with all the advertisings and stuff, and mostly Real Short canceled the monthly subscription. There is only two options left: to do a weekly subscription or a yearly subscription. And most of the audience start with the yearly subscription. And after a year, they start to realize, oh, there are so many other platforms with so many other contents.
Right.
Although Real Short is putting out, let's say, 6, 7 shows per week, it's a good quantity, but the quality
Yeah.
is.
Quantity over quality.
So
That's not,
what's
I
your
don't like
plan
that.
B at the moment? Do you have a plan B?
I need to. It's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to have one because I mean, I've obviously like I'm confident in this as well, and I do. But obviously, with times being so bad, it's like at a certain point you have to you gotta be realistic and figure out what the next move is, or how to, if I want to continue doing this, like how to, you know, make change, or how to do my own, you know, do my own content or anything, and write my own stuff or do different things. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm trying to figure that out at the moment. It's just gotten so bad that that's kind of been the next step, is figuring out what to do next.
Is it also so bad in the horizontal stuff and the commercial shooting and stuff like that? Or
I mean,
you
I
did
think it,
modeling earlier, right?
yeah, I mean, but once I
What
started
about
doing
that?
verticals, I really just didn't, I haven't done a print job in years.
Okay.
It'd be great to get back into it. I don't have representation for print anymore,
Okay.
but it would be still nice to get into it. It'd just be something I need to like reach out to old contacts and see what's going
Yeah.
on with that. But it seems like that stuff's still pretty slow too. The industry as a whole is just, Hollywood's dying right now. So hopefully we can keep it afloat. But that's the thing, like we were talking about earlier, is like everything, it will come back around, and there'll be a time where I think people are gonna get busy again, and things are gonna look great. But it's just, so you just gotta ride the waves, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's
Fortunately, unfortunately.
if you need money every month, it's hard.
That's the problem, is like, you know, life can be great, but you know, when it starts to affect like being able to pay bills and rent, you're like, I don't know what to do, you know, and you start to kind of freak out. So
Haven't you gotten a billionaire yet in your real life by doing verticals? No.
have I got, I sure wish. I wish I was a billionaire.
No, maybe. You've played
I
so
would be
many
stressed if I
billionaires,
was a billionaire, if I was a
maybe the
real life
bank
billionaire.
account of one of them stayed. Who
Yeah,
knows?
I wish. I wish.
No? Okay.
No.
How many verticals have you done so far?
35
Okay.
since 24, yeah.
The big question I'm always asking actors is how many proposals and how many towel drops in it?
I feel like I've done more proposals than I have towel drops. I really haven't done like a ton. I maybe can count on one and a half the other hand
Really?
of towel drops, but I feel like proposals almost every one of
Because
them. Like
that
there's
was
got,
also a trend for a while. Every
yeah, I
time you
know
saw a bathroom scene.
the camera's underneath and it's just whoop, yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely done a few, but I feel like it's not as popular from it wasn't as popular for me as it was the proposals.
The
So I've
proposals
done
nearly
those
in
all the
every
time. The amount
vertical.
of times I've been married is pretty insane.
Maybe
I've been married a lot.
in every vertical.
Yeah, the
Roundabout.
contract marriages.
Yeah,
More
contract marriage
contract marriages than
proposal.
actual proposals. Yeah, more contracts than actual proposals.
That's also
So
some silly stuff. I mean, it was nice to see that in the beginning, but it got
sure.
so overused, you know?
Yeah, that's just a
I'm
it's kind
still
of like a
waiting
joke at this
for a
point.
vertical where is no billionaire, where is maybe a collar worker or stuff like that.
Sure, yeah, why not?
More the
Because they
down-to-earth
do,
stories.
yeah, they do that. They're like, they pretend he's like a you know, a low class whatever, and then they're like, oh, he's a secret billionaires. I
Always
don't
a
like, that's when the
billionaire.
ones with the homeless, I'm like, what? He's a homeless man, but he's actually a secret billionaire. I'm like, oh, why?
What was the best role you've done so far? What did you like most? The mafia
I think
one?
one that was, I would say that'd be one of them, but I think my favorite type of role that I got to do was the body swap one, because it was more comedy. It was just fun, you know. It was the first, I feel like it was the first time and the only time I've gotten to really play and like have fun with the character, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was comedy, and I got to have fun with it. It wasn't, all the other ones I've done, I feel like have been very just like, have to be by the book, exactly what the client wants, and you don't get a lot of freedom of your character, which is not how this works, I feel like, usually. So it's just interesting that we have to, you know, we as actors don't really get to play a lot in these verticals. We have to, you know, go buy the book and go buy exactly what they want, and we don't get the freedom to explore other choices, you know. And that's a
Oh.
frustrating thing, but it is what it is, you know. I'm not, yeah, it's not, I'm not trying to complain about it. It's just like, it
No,
is interesting.
but we have to talk about it. I mean, I think everyone who's not that kind of dumb knows that there are always some sunshine sides and darker
Yeah,
sides in the
of
industry. It's
course.
in every job the
Always.
same, you know what I mean? It's
And
not depending
always, yeah.
that it's about film industry, it's also in all of the other branches or jobs you can do. You have also mostly some bad times or better times, or I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, but that's the thing. I'm just, that's why I try to just stay confident, stay positive that things will come around and it'll be sunshine and rainbows again, hopefully soon. But yeah,
You
everyone,
know,
there's always
you
droughts
have
and
to
there's
get
always.
rain until so that you can see later the rainbow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there is no rainbow without rain.
Exactly.
So, how do you try or how do you stay positive? Are you the patient type? Or is
Some
it
days are
hard
better than
actually to
others.
wait?
It's hard. It's really tough. Because when it comes to, like, you know, money, that's when it's like you're kind of on a time crunch. When it comes to bills or paying rent and stuff like that, that's when it
Yeah.
gets stressful. But I am patient to an extent. You know, sometimes I get, some days are better than others, but yeah, I think it's more just trying to stay positive and trying to stay, you know, keep the confidence about, you know, it'll change. You know, things will change and there'll be those ups again, hopefully here soon. So I guess just trying to stay positive. But yes, I'm not the most patient person, but in this industry, I've learned, you know, I've been here in LA for almost a decade, and you know, you have to have patience, or it's gonna eat you alive.
What do you do to distract you a bit in waiting?
I'm a bit of a, like, I'm a squirrely person, so I like to move. I just got to keep moving. I just got to do stuff throughout the day, like whether it's a task of any sort of just, I just keep it moving. Like once I, like if I sit down, I'm like, if I start to think too much about, my mind just goes crazy. My mind wanders. It's like, oh, this is a problem. This is a problem. I don't have this. I don't have that. It's like, oh, the industry, and I just got to keep moving. The daily, just like, keep doing things.
So you're
That's how I
going
stay
more to
active.
the gym or going,
Yeah,
I don't know, jogging
stay
every
active.
morning now? Did you create a kind of
I
new
walk around, you know, I
routine?
like to walk around just the town or whatever. So yeah, I go to the gym often too, because it's like just to keep active, just stay in
Yeah,
shape.
that's
Because
what
I
I'm
don't also
asking.
don't want to like lose it too. Yeah, it's like because I got to stay ready for when the opportunities do come back
Yeah.
more frequently. So got to do the things you got to do.
Okay, so if I could grant you one wish now, what would be a dream role for you in the vertical?
Sports. I still haven't done a sport one related one, you
What
know, like a
type of
football, or
sport?
I wish they would make a lacrosse one. I think they did one, but I would
Who
like to be
told
a
me
part of a
that
lacrosse one.
also was I spoke
Nick,
with?
was it Nick? Kiki? Have you spoken with him
I
before?
haven't
He played
recorded with Kiki,
lacrosse.
but I know that he's playing lacrosse, but who told
Yeah,
me
he was
that
a lacrosse
also?
guy. Oh, someone else did. Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. You
I
you've now
don't
the
think it's very popular, but.
third, yeah, you know, here in Germany, not.
Yeah,
But
but it's
I
pretty
don't know who
popular in the
to.
US, but not as popular obviously as like football and soccer and all that
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah,
But
soccer actually, because of the World Cup, hello, it's super popular.
oh yeah.
Here in Germany, soccer is always popular.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We are the soccer nation. And lost yesterday. Yeah.
Who they lose to? Who they play yesterday?
Ecuador.
I unfortunately have not been
Such a
keeping up with the
bad
World
game.
Cup too much.
Such a
Really?
bad
Are you a big soccer fan?
game. Listen. Because my parents were told that I'm a boy, they didn't prepare for another girl. I have an older sister, 2 years old. And when my parent got told, yeah, you get a boy, my dad was over the moon. Yeah, okay, we can do this and that, and blah, blah, blah. So, and then I was born, and the dog said to my dad, congratulations to your daughter. And my dad said, that's not possible. I will get a boy.
That is impossible.
And then, you know, I was still connected with my mom, and the dog said, "But that's your wife." And my dad said, "Yeah, so I'm really a girl? Dang shit." My parents didn't even have a girl's name.
Oh, they remember. Yeah, they know. They
So
probably
my
bought it by
grandmother
sale.
was at the same hospital at the same time, so my dad ran over to her and asked her, "Yeah, we have another girl. What should we name her?" And my dad swore on this day to my mom that I won't do any princess girly shitty stuff because he was not prepared for that. So I was
I didn't
raised
sign up for this.
playing soccer. I played soccer
Oh, wow,
for
nice.
nearly 16 years in my life before I
Wow.
changed to basketball.
Sure.
And to be honest, I love it to go with my dad in the stadium to watch soccer games.
That's cool. I've
It's
heard like
a
those are.
daughter daddy thing. My sister
Yeah.
doesn't care at all, but
Love
I
sports, yeah.
love it. Doing
That's
that with
awesome.
my dad, it's so great.
I've never been to a soccer game, I think, or a soccer match. I think that would be so cool. I've heard over there, obviously in Europe, it is
In Europe or
insane.
in Germany,
Like,
it's crazy. It's
I couldn't
so crazy.
imagine.
You
That'd
see
be
all
so
the
fun.
now at this World Cup, when you see, haven't you seen on Instagram videos from the Tartan Army, the Scottish fans, the Norway fans, the Dutch fans, all the European fans are going crazy in the US, and the people are saying, "What are they? What are they doing?" And that's the reason, for example, why I think 4 or 5 times in the year, American football comes over to Germany for some league games. And there, the atmosphere in the stadium is crazy.
I bet that's so cool. I forget about that. The NFL goes and plays in over in Europe a few times a year. That's so cool.
Yeah, I saw last year they were in Munich, and it was shown in TV. And you know, the Munich stadium, it's so big, and it was
Really?
sold out and full.
Oh, I
And it
bet.
was my neighbor was there because he plays also football. And he said, "Michaela, it was so loud, but so great. And all the NFL players were so fascinated from the
Oh, that's
atmosphere
so
in the
cool.
stadium."
Yeah,
And
that's
I think
awesome.
that's why they come back this year to do
Yeah,
a
good.
few
I hope they
games.
keep doing that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, we Europeans are sometimes a bit, let's say, different.
I
No, but
love
you
it.
know, the European, some of the Europeans that, okay, here in Germany, sometimes we need, I think that's the reason why they started recently shooting verticals, so not, let's say, 2 years ago. The Germans need always a bit safety. You know, they want to watch it and
Sure.
oversee how much risk is and blah, blah, blah,
Sure.
and then they are joining it.
Yeah, there you go.
Sometimes that's not so good because in some things that means they are too late, you know? But the first vertical I saw, it's not officially published yet, it's a German spoken one, but the quality
Oh, okay.
is really good because the thing is, when German people start something like that, they oversaw it so for such a long time and know exactly where to fit. And that's a very, very big plus because they are not throwing something out that something is out, you know?
Sure.
And
It's my original idea.
yeah, so I think that's this intercultural difference that the Europeans are a bit more interested in the quality also.
Sure. Quality over quantity, yeah.
And I think because it's possible to produce such a good quality, not more expensive like they can produce the quantity in the US, I'm hoping that that's the thing that will win till the end of the year. That the people are
Yeah.
saying, okay, because I read, you know, I'm a study business informatics. I'm connected to AI a lot because with my students at the university, AI is a big thing we are talking about.
Sure.
And the most thing that people totally get wrong in this AI stuff is if you are asking people, why do you AI also in verticals, for example, they are saying, yeah, it's much more cheaper. No, it's not.
Yeah.
In the
I think they're
end, it's
starting to
not
realize that. I
cheaper.
think that's what they thought. I think that's why they started doing that with like full AI verticals, is they think that, oh, it's cheaper. That's why they know, fuck the human actors. Like, we'll do this because we can make so much more money and make it less, you know, for less. And it's no, it's more expensive. It's gonna be more expensive here pretty soon. I think they're realizing that too. It's like it
Because
wasn't as
when
cheap
you
as they
think
thought it would
about
be.
it, you have what's the average? 7 shooting days? 8 actually?
Yeah, I'd say 7, 8, 10,
And
and really
seven,
at the
eight
most. Just
days, you cannot generate a full AI vertical. You cannot do it. Okay, one thing is you don't have to be somewhere physically at one place with so many people. That's fine.
Yeah.
But
Location costs may be down.
yeah.
Sure.
But you need more technique, special technique, more
Sure.
than all the cameras or a bit of post-production stuff. So it's the same with when people are telling, yeah, it's so much easier. No, it's not. Because
Yeah.
when you see one of these AI verticals, actually, the AI is not well trained for this at the moment.
Yeah.
So the quality is so bad.
Yeah.
The lip syncs don't fit,
The emotions, the
and
yeah.
sometimes it looks really like a comic.
The dog is so funny. He wants to play so bad.
No, I can tell you what he wants.
He
He's
ball.
hungry.
Ball. Oh, he's hungry. He wants some
Hungry.
food. It's breakfast or it's dinner time for him.
Dinner time,
That's so funny. I saw him. It was so funny, like, because he was in the background over in that bed just flopping around. I was like, he's ready to do something.
You know,
That's
he's
funny.
15 month old, so
Oh, he's a puppy.
a pup no, let's say a puberty teenager.
Oh, that's even worse. That's even worse. I feel like
A
he's just
puberty teenager.
angsty.
Yeah. So, what do you think what will happen till the end of the year, or what your hope will happen
I hope
realistically?
that, yeah, I mean, I hope, I don't know, I hope that more jobs come about, and I just hope that, I just wish the originality would come out more. I hope my goal, or my hope for, you know, for the future of this stuff is just more original scripts. Stop, you know, redoing the same vertical, the same idea, the same tropes all the time. And like, let's brighten up the content a little bit. Let's make it what it used to be, you know, like what we were talking about earlier, the fact that like how, why so many people got into these, you know, 'cause they were romantic, they were cutesy, and like
Oh, yes.
they helped people escape from, you know, like if they're going through bad times in their lives. Like I've had so many people reach out and say like, you know, thank you for this. It's like, I watch these when like, you know, I'm feeling down or whatever. And like, no one wants to watch the shit that they produce right now if
You
you're
need the
feeling
shock
down, because it's nothing.
value.
Yeah, you think that will make anyone, what, who makes, who whoever's happy from that, you that scares me. Like
I don't
you
get
I don't
this.
trust it. Like if that makes you like woohoo, like that brings you joy, then you're, I'm gonna
Maybe
stay away from you. I'm gonna say
some
it. I
of the
just like,
people feel better when they can see that others' life are worse than theirs. I
yeah,
don't know.
I guess, but if anyone gets, you know, happiness from a miscarriage, then you got some things you need to figure out, you
You
know.
have to go somewhere
That's
and let
that
check
stuff
up.
bothers me. Yeah. Beyond, I mean, saying it bothers me is an understatement, but it's mind blowing. It's mind numbing is what it is. Just fucking crazy. So that's my hope. I hope, you know, the
Do
originality
you think
continues, and
there
I
is a
hope.
chance? I mean, recently it started that a lot of verticals also get released on TikTok for free in total. Do you see there something, let's say, more possibilities maybe?
Are you saying, are there more chances for them to be shown on TikTok? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, There were, I don't know how many shows dropped on TikTok. For the audience, that's great because it's totally for free. So, do you think there is maybe a new chance for new verticals upcoming?
I would hope so. That's what I hope is that, there are more platforms or with more original ideas or just like, yeah, I feel like more platforms and more jobs opportunities too. So, but I just want the script. I just hope the content,
So
can get a little bit better.
maybe you have to start writing, Jake.
Yeah. Content's king. My roommate, my buddy, Zach, we're kind of currently in the mix and are in the
You
process
mean
of writing
Zach
one actually.
Rist, right?
So yeah,
Okay.
we're in the process right now of we're like early stages of writing one. So we will see what happens.
I can give you an advice for a book I bought.
Oh, that's cool. Whoa, that's
I
awesome. I don't
spoke
know if
with
I can
her
see
2 days
success.
ago.
Really?
She's very
Yeah, I'm
successful in writing vertical
gonna
scripts.
screen. I'm gonna screenshot that real quick so I can see that.
It's really good.
Awesome. Sweet.
It's really
Yeah, that's
good.
all. I've never even seen that. That's cool. I need to check
Get it
that
on
out. Both of
Amazon.
us, Zach and I both need to read that. Yeah.
It's
That's
really
awesome.
good. It's there are vertical scripts are totally great broken up and how to
Yeah.
do a good cliffhanger and
That's great. Yeah, we
it's a really
need to
good book.
buy that book ASAP. Yeah, thank you for showing me
I
that.
spoke with Isabel 2 days ago, 3 days ago,
Oh,
and
cool.
she wrote some really great script who already got produced in the verticals.
Nice.
Just
Yeah, well.
a small ad,
Yeah, we'll check it
unpaid
out.
ad because I
Yeah,
love this book.
shout out Isabel. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, well, I'll have to check that out.
I told Isabel 2 days ago that I love her. She spoke also about the writing crisis that some platforms are not willing to pay more than $2,000 for a vertical script anymore.
Oh
So
my God,
that was very,
that's
that's why
wild.
I told you I
What
love
would
to
they used to
talk.
pay? I wonder, yeah.
You know, 2000, and I asked her, 2000 script, how long do you have to work on a script? And she said, yeah, mostly you can do in 1 month one script. And the
Wow,
people
but
think that maybe a mom with two kids can survive for $2,000.
that's awful.
That's
You know,
also
with
a
some
problem,
actors are
actually.
making almost that a day on these verticals. Like there's some of these people, some of the actors' rates are like that high. A day, not in a month, a day. So they're making,
And she told me that
$20,000.
she has not, she's now luckily in the position to decline stuff like that because her
Good.
scripts went so well that she
Good.
can rate a bit higher. But she
She can be a little
said
more picky, yeah.
sometimes the companies are so rude and
I can
don't.
imagine.
So that's
So
why,
awful.
I have one
Shout out Isabel.
question. Yeah,
Okay.
shout out. You know, Isabel talked about, that's why I love
That's
to talk
great.
about this
Yeah.
open and
It's
honest. I
amazing. I need to
mean,
check out
these
her
are
book.
facts. We are not telling lies. These are facts,
Yeah.
you know.
Sure.
So
Sure.
I think they should have been open, honest, communicated to everyone who thinks this is a
Absolutely.
sugarcoating happy life industry. No, it's not.
100%. There are some great times, but there are also some shit times. That's just the fact of the matter.
I have one question before I will ask you the five question quickie I'm asking always at the end of every episode. Because of this current situation and all the things that are going on, have you lost a bit of your, let's say, enthusiasm for verticals because of that?
I'd say honestly a little bit. I mean, I think just because of, when you're down, you see a little bit more of the not as positive sides of or positive sides of things. But when I think about like what it's done for me and what, the opportunities it's given me, at a time, some financial freedom it gave me at a certain point, like it's hard for me not to stay positive because without verticals and not without starting them, I don't know where I'd be, honestly. They saved my ass. So I'm like, as much as I like,
In a
I can find myself
conflict
com
now.
sure. If I'm in, I find myself in a conflict right now, and that's it. But again, it's just how the industry works. It's a TV commercial verticals. It's all the same, like when there's droughts, there's droughts. But what keeps me going is the fact that it did save my ass at a point in life. And
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for him, and as much as I want to talk shit sometimes about him and like how annoying they can be, I'm still extremely grateful. So
Yeah, and
just
as
gotta
I said,
stay
I'm
positive.
sure that it's kind of a theme for the next 3, 4, 5 months until they are
Sure, it
realizing,
of course
okay.
it's good. It's not going to change overnight. So I think it's just, but it's good to like what we're doing, what other people are doing on like either podcasts or is to, people talking about how this is a problem and like hoping that change can be made.
Yeah, and I think the hope is that they are still dropping new platforms. And so, they are now more than 300 platforms on the market. And I'm
Wow,
sure that not
that's
every
crazy.
platform will hop on the AI train, you know what I mean?
Sure, there's
So
the
there
moon.
is still platforms who will, let's say, go the old way, the classic way, because they are successful with the classic way. And we have a lot of, that's always the problem in the industry. It doesn't matter if it's film industry or other branch. Some people can't get enough money. They want more and more and more and more, although they are
Exactly.
sitting
Agreed.
on a big mountain of billions already.
Right. They're sending a gold mine, and they want more.
That's the thing,
Talk about, yeah.
but it's not only in the film industry, it's in so.
It's in life in general. Like everyone wants more. That's a very human, thing
Yeah.
to want. More money, more this, more this. We're greedy people. We're greedy species.
Yeah, and they
So,
want to be always better than the others and
sure.
always richer and always.
It's
Yeah.
yeah. It is what it is. Yeah.
Now, I mean, the second half of the year is starting now. So I'm sure, as I said, I'm sure there will be more shootings in Europe also.
Yeah.
I don't know if you see sometimes the casting calls for Europe also.
I don't really. I don't honestly see
Okay,
as
then
many,
I
but
will forward
there's certain.
because I will f I
Yeah, there's
forward
certain websites
mostly.
though, I think. Yeah.
I forward mostly the casting calls I see from Europe. And I also my dog is watching himself in the mirror and barking at himself. Are
This
you
is so
stupid?
funny.
No, what I did, or actually doing, is not finished yet. As I said, I'm a study business informatics lady. I programmed a database where I will send out an email to everyone who joined me in the podcast and ask them, should I put you in this database just with your short informations?
Cool. Yeah.
Because I did some acting stuff here in Germany too. I'm in connection with some production companies and
Nice.
stuff. And the main problem, in my opinion, actually is for also the people here in Europe. We don't know. If you don't watch verticals, you don't know who is in this vertical industry, you know?
Right.
So that was the reason why I wanted to start a database, so that production companies can come to me and say, listen, Michaela, we want to start or try or whatever this vertical stuff. We need a vertical experienced actress or actor with brown hairs this tall.
Yeah.
Do you have in your list? Who can we contact? So
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
I will collect all the people from US and wherever, Canada, what else,
Cool.
who are willing and who are able to shoot in Europe. Some of you
Yeah.
cannot go outside the country because of the green card issues or visa
Oh,
issues or stuff.
right.
So, I will, when I'm finished with the database, it's not a database who everyone can check. They have to contact me. So I
Gotcha.
will
Oh, very
keep
cool.
all the data because of the safety and security.
Sure,
I
that's
will keep the
awesome.
data so that the people, as I said, they have to contact me and say, listen, I need this and that for an actor, actress, whatever. Can you check your database? Who you can advise to me for this role? And in this database, there is then a contact email address of yours or your manager or what else, what you want to give me,
Cool.
so that I can print them a sheet with a headshot of yours, a portrait, your, let's say, standard informations about height. I spoke with Nick Ritacco, what is normally for interests for production companies, and so that I can do a database and give them advices for vertical experience actors, because for the European people, if you are not into verticals right now, it's totally hard to find out where you can find vertical experienced actors, because we all
Sure.
know the most problems on verticals themselves is there are no credits, there are no, so you cannot get
Yeah.
any type of name or stuff. So for them here, it's very hard to find out who maybe would fit or where are maybe a great possibility of actor is sitting somewhere in the US who would fit into this role. And
Sure.
two of the
Cool.
castings company, one of them casting for Europe. I'm in contact with them always, and they're always asking
Great.
me, do you know someone maybe who fits? Yeah.
That's
And then I will
awesome.
forward the casting calls. That's why I'm asking.
Cool.
But I will forward it then also to you. And
Amazing.
also I'm publishing in the stories of this podcast mostly casting calls when I see them. So
Cool. All right.
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay, Jake. Five questions. First
Okay.
one is, what's your favorite dish to eat?
Sushi.
Can you make sushi?
Absolutely. I'm sorry.
Can you make
What'd you say?
sushi?
I have before. Kinda, like not
I've
well,
never
not very
tried it.
well. Really? It's cool. It's fun. I love it. It's my favorite. I haven't really done a ton of sushi dishes, but like, 'cause it's expensive to buy fish. So, but I went fishing one time and down almost in Mexico. We were kind of in the Mexico waters and went tuna fishing, and we got a bunch of tuna fish and
How
brought
is
it
the
back to the
sushi
dock.
in China, by the way? Is it better
I
or
didn't have any
worse?
actually. I actually
Really?
did
You
not.
were
I
a
did,
month
yeah, I
in
just
China and you
never had sushi. Actually, maybe once, but it was like, I don't think it was like that great. It was okay. Like, it
Yeah,
wasn't
because
that
you
great
know
of a
here in
place.
Germany, you can eat Turkish food, döner kebab.
Okay.
It's very delicious kind of soul food, street food. And
Yeah.
everyone who went to Turkey for holidays and eat there a Turkish kebab, everyone is saying that wasn't good. That
Oh, that's
wasn't really
funny.
good.
Yeah.
That's why I want to know if it's the same with sushi, but
Yeah,
okay.
no, I didn't think it was okay. I like the
Okay.
sushi better
Yeah,
here.
maybe sometimes it's outside the origin
Sure.
country better. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Second question, do you have any type of comfort movie?
Comfort movie. I used well I used it used to be a show. It was just The Office. I feel like that's one of
That
my shows. I just like throw on if I'm just like
would
I
fit
just
so
wanna
good
like
as a vertical.
I think it would. It's so funny. Like I got into that heavy when in college, and then it's my feel good show for sure.
Yeah, but it would so good fit so good as a vertical.
Yeah, it's great. I
Serial
would
one.
that'd be so fun. Yeah, that'd be a great vertical.
Yeah.
That's
And
my
do you
good.
have type of comfort music? Or music
I
you
listen to the same crap all the time. I just listen to like hip hop and rap music, honestly. That's all I listen to, so it doesn't matter. I
but
really
you
don't have
don't
like a
have any
comfort one. I
playlists to
just
get
listen to the
into
same.
character? No, because
I
so many
don't.
of your colleagues have kind of playlists to
Really?
get into
No,
character. Yeah.
I've never done that before. I never really used music too much. I just like I listen to music to like get into like get to get to get hype, like,
Yeah.
but not
On
really
the way to
necessarily for
set in the
character.
car, you mean?
Exactly. That's it. That's it.
Okay.
That's really when I use music the most.
Okay. So two questions left. If I would come to you and say, Jake, I've never seen any vertical, which one of yours should I definitely have watched?
I'd say the first one would be Stop Crying, I Married Someone Better. That's a great one. And also probably the Body Swap one. Those two.
The
That one's
body
fun.
swap, but the body swap, I saw this type of storylines, I think, two or three times.
Yeah, it's not
And
very popular.
I
I'm
was
glad I
so
got to do one though.
disappointed that this type of storyline never was recycled.
I
Really.
don't know how it couldn't have been. It's such a good idea. And I had so much fun with it. I wish I could do it.
And I
I would do
think
it
the
every
show
time.
didn't so bad. The show didn't so bad in numbers, didn't it?
I don't think, yeah, I think it did okay. I think it did okay. It didn't, I
Yeah.
don't think it did as well as like other tropes or other
Yeah,
like
but
things,
it was
but that's
not
okay.
a
It wasn't like a
totally
total tank. No, I
no.
don't think so. Not that I remember. Yeah, it was fun though. I don't care. I had a great time with it.
It was fun to watch. It was really
Great.
fun to watch.
Yeah. It's a
Wasn't
cool
it?
idea. It's like it's a very interesting idea, and I can't believe they don't do it more often, especially like for verticals.
Yeah, but because that's a type of comedy that is not depending on the culture. Because sometimes with the comedies, I'm not sure if it functions in every country because of the intercultural differences and the humor
Sure.
there. But this body swap stuff, I'm sure it's great for every type of culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, last question. Which genre you want to see more on you, maybe in verticals?
For me or in general?
I don't know if you watch verticals, but what would you love to do as an
Oh,
actor,
I'd
as
like to do,
genre,
yeah.
and what maybe would you be interested to see in a vertical?
I'd like to do more. I'd like to do a sports one. I'd like to do more of like a foot, like an act or an action one. Sports or action. I want to see more of what it used to be. Like, besides, I definitely want obviously original scripts, but I want it to. I wish it could go back to, you know, how it used to be, where it wasn't as scary and like you're gonna go to set and you're gonna get pressured to go do something ridiculous. I wish it would go back
No.
to the days where we were having fun with these things and there were a little less stress involved, you know?
I don't know why, but I can see you in an old Western vertical
Oh, that's a
as a
great idea.
cowboy.
I would love to. I've totally forgot. That's like one of
Can
my
you ride a
in
horse?
anything. I've done it once. Yeah. I need to learn. I gotta learn soon.
And throwing a lasso.
You,
You know,
that'd
I
be
would love to see a
that's a dream.
classic
That's a
Western
dream.
one. With
That'd be a dream.
saloon
Yeah.
ladies, with a sheriff, because they make raping
Just
and
as yeah.
kidnapping totally sense for the story.
Because that is like that time of or that time in life or whatever that
Robbery
that's like
and you
yeah, that
know.
makes sense. Yeah.
But that would be so good. And that
Yeah,
could,
that'd be
in my
fun.
opinion, also attract male audience to
Yeah,
watch.
definitely. Definitely.
And I would love to see also kind of murder mystery, criminal
That would
cases
be cool too,
without
like
any
totally.
billionaires. Because in my
Yeah,
opinion, with
exactly.
murder
Yeah,
mysteries, you can hook the audience so good
that'd be
in
really cool.
giving them the chance to think about who is the murderer in the end or
Yeah,
stuff.
that'd be cool. It'd be great.
Okay, I see we need our own money to do it. I spoke with Dylan Vox, how much money I have to come up to him, because he called himself the James Cameron of low budget. And I
That's
said to
awesome.
him,
He's so cool. I
Dylan,
love that guy. I've worked with him a few times. He's amazing.
yeah, and I
Super
said,
talented.
because he did this pirate one, you know, with Nick and the ship. And I said, if I want to have a cinematic vertical like this one, with how many euros I have to come up that you would do a vertical for me? So I got the number. And I'm working on it.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah.
That's
And
awesome.
then we will shoot that in Europe. That's already decided because Dylan
Nice.
wants to shoot also in Europe. So then we
Amazing.
can do
There
a
you go. Win-win.
European one.
Win for
Yeah.
everybody. That's awesome. I
Maybe
gotcha.
I will find the hidden billionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
If you play the next time a billionaire, transfer money from this billionaire account to your own account, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, why can't I have some of their money, like of his money? Like, yeah, I'd be
Yeah, when they
fine.
are
I'd be
throwing
chill.
out this money every time with, so here, a million.
I know. No, here's $500,000 necklace. You're like, what the
So
$5 million
is
dollars?
it why is it not possible to give you in private $500,000?
Yeah, like why don't we don't get paid that much? We don't
Yeah.
get paid as much as a billionaire, but we have to play them. It's
That's
funny.
true. We will
Love it.
see. Jake, I thank you so much for your time
Of course, thank
and
you.
talking to me. And as I said, give the pirate vertical a try. I'm
Yes,
sure
I hope
it
so.
really no, I'm sure it you like it. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then hopefully at the end of the year, this AI wave is a bit gone.
Done and dusted. Yeah, hopefully.
But
Fingers crossed.
I'm saying that to everyone. Don't give up. Keep your head high, and otherwise your chin is getting dirty, and that's not good.
Yeah. Thank you. That's
So,
true. Gotta keep it up.
thank you so much. I wish you all the best. And what is it?
You.
Friday. great weekend.
Yeah. Thank you. You too.
Bye, Jake.
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.